Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now we welcome from AAA our friend Jim Garrity, who used to be actually part of our team. Then he was freed and found a real job. Hey, Jim, how you doing this morning?
That's one way of looking at it.
No, we'd loved having you. We miss you, but we're glad we still have this contact through AAA. We have this great partnership over the many, many years here at KDK. But I was talking to Aaron, our producer, yesterday. I said, Aaron, we always talk about the effects of the cold extremes on our cars, but we rarely mention the extreme conditions of heat on your cars. And there is a direct effect, right?
Yes. And actually, Larry, you know, cars, of course, they're built to work in any kinds of extremes. But when you put them in those extremes, that's going to put them to their test. And that's where you're going to see brakes that, you know, maybe have just been waiting for that one last final straw, especially when it comes to your battery. Batteries, they break down over time. And I think a lot of people think about dead batteries and they probably think of winter time.
Right.
Well, and in reality, summertime is, you know, we see just as many calls for dead batteries as any time of the year. It's among the top calls we get. And it's actually the sun that's doing the most damage to the battery. And you know, those really cold winter mornings tend to just kind of be the nail in the coffin. So yeah, we get, you know, AAA, we're getting just as many dead battery calls as any other time of the year.
I am surprised by that. I really am. But under the conditions, and one of the things I noticed yesterday, just getting in the car that was parked in the parking lot in the sun, man, it felt like it was burning just to sit down.
Yeah, it's you know, when you have heat waves like this, you got to take some extra precautions. I mean, obviously, if you can get out of the sun, that's going to be best. But, you know, like in a garage or in a parking, like a public parking space of some kind that's covered, that's going to be best just to get rid of that heat. But yeah, otherwise you're going to have to find some way to make it bearable to get in your car, because what's illegal in Pennsylvania is turning the car on and stepping away from it. You can't, you know, a lot of people like to do that during the winter time to let the car warm up. And some people like to do that during the summertime to let it cool down, when in reality, no matter what you do, you have to be inside the vehicle while it's running.
Oh, I didn't know that was illegal for all those people that have the remote starters.
Larry, any questions? You'd be surprised how often, if you go back to that driver's manual that we all used to learn to drive when we were 16, 17 years old, how many things are spelled out clear as day in it. And that's, I'm often referencing it for things like, I think the last time, we talked, I brought up how people were hanging masks and things off of their mirrors. Well, that obstructs your vision. So, you know, you're actually not supposed to hang anything on your mirror while you're driving your car, you know? So like, there's a lot of things that if you have any questions, just find the latest version of that driver's manual. And chances are you're going to find it spelled out pretty clearly. And when it comes to heat, the other thing you want to keep in mind is the cooling system in your car, not the AC itself, but like, you know, we're talking about the coolant and the system that is designed to keep your engine from overheating, because it's working overtime on days like this. And if you're not getting that coolant checked according to what your manufacturer recommends you do, you could be running into some issues with using old coolant that is broken down, and that could lead to other components in your cooling system breaking. And trust me, that can be pretty expensive.
And I was thinking tire pressure, heat causes the tires actually to expand. And if you don't have proper tires, that can be an additional issue. I mean, there are a lot of things to consider, but back to your point about starting your car and not being in it, I didn't know there was a regulation. And now we have this new regulation. To your other point about blocking your view, I notice a lot of people are propping their phones up in sight of the windshield, even though now it's illegal to operate your phone in your hand while driving.
If you're gonna prop up your phone so that it's not in your hands, you know, let's say you're gonna use your GPS, you want to prop it up somewhere that it's not in the line of sight with your window. I mean, look, here's another area this comes up a lot is folks who have handicap placards. You want to put that placard or parking placards, maybe for where you go to work. you put it up when the car is parked, but you got to remember to take it down once the car starts moving again. And the same thing goes for, you know, masks, fuzzy dice, whatever you have hanging in the window.
A lot to consider. Jim, appreciate the time as always this morning. Thank you.
Sure. Anytime.
AAA's Jim Garrity. See, Aaron, you didn't know? You can't leave your car running while you're not in it. I never heard that before.
No, I didn't know that. I was actually cackling in here. I was like, oh my gosh, he just caught everyone red-handed.
You are illegally operating a vehicle, Aaron. I won't tell anybody, though. Meanwhile,
please.
Yeah, it was so hot getting in the car yesterday. If you have shorts on, you know, and you have dark interior.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
It's not as bad as the old days when they used to have vinyl seats.
Well, and I was listening to him with the cooling.
Stick.
The cooling, too. My cooling, whatever, light has been on where it's like, hey, refill this. And I'm thinking like, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I'll
get to it. He's like, do not do that. So that was good information.
Well, good. You got stuff to do.
I do.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.